Pendennis would mean a great deal to the morale of the Negro people if you could make some announcement on the role the Negroes would play in the armed forces of the nation.
We did the other day.
National defense set up.
We did it the other day. When the staff told me this thing.
If you did it yourself.
Yeah.
If you were to make such an announcement, it would have a tremendous effect upon
I'm
the
morale. I'm making a national defense of the beach around the 20th of this month. On what about the draft of the whole and the reserves and so forth. I'll bring that in.
It would have a tremendous effect because I might say that it is the irritating spot among the Negro people. They feel that they're not wanted in the various armed forces of the country, and they feel they have earned the right to participate in every phase of the government by virtue of their record in past wars for the nation. And consequently, without regard to political complexion, without regard to any sort of idea whatever, the Negroes are a unit, and they are feeling that they are being shunted aside, that they are being discriminated against, and that they are not wanted now.
Yes, I heard one of the representatives of the other day who said other persons are trying to find a way to be married or to be independent to receive the Negroes trying to get in the government. He's trying to get in, he isn't trying to get in.
Of course, that was the main point to get across is in building up this draft army, selected draft, that we are not, as we did before so much in the World War, confining the Negro in through the non-combat services. We're putting them right in, proportionately, into the combat
force. Well, we feel that's sound.
Which is something. Yeah, I mean, it's a parallel.
We feel that.
Well, you see, Walter, my general thought on this is this. It's the thing that we've got to work into. Now, for instance, you pick the divisional organization. What are your new divisions? About 12,000 men.
14, I think they're greater.
Yes, and 14,000 men. Now, suppose in there that you have one, what do they call the gun units? One battle with Negro troops and officers in there in that battle, like for instance New York, and another regiment or battalion, perhaps a regiment, of Negro troops. They go into a division, a whole division of 12,000. You may have a Negro regiment, you would, here. And right over here on my right in line would be a white regiment in the same division. Maintain the divisional organization. Now what happens after a while? In case of war, those people get shifted from one to the other. The thing we sort of back into is we have one battery out of a regiment of artillery. That would be a Negro battle, with the white battery here and another Negro battle, and gradually working in the field together. You may back into what you're talking about. Another thing, Frank, about that I forgot to mention, I thought it was about 4 months ago, and that is this. We are training a certain number of musicians on board ship. The ship's band. There's no reason why we shouldn't have a colored band on some of these ships because they're darn good at it. And that's something in which you look into. In other words, it'll increase the opportunity. That's what we're after.